Good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Bill Lutremore-Smith, your host for this evening, and tonight's topic is the third Lehigh Valley Beer Week. Yes, it's that time of the year, Lehigh Valley Beer Week happening in February, and this year beginning on Sunday, February the 15th. And our guests this evening, two of them at least have managed to brave the weather and the icy conditions outside to make it into us, and that's Jesse Albertson, who is the president of the Lehigh Valley Beer Week organization and one of the main organizers of the festival. And our second guest is Jim Yerge, who is the winning brewer of the signature beer for this year's festival and a member of the Lehigh Valley Home Brewers Association. His beer has been christened LVBW3, the signature beer for the festival. And unfortunately, Joe Pococo, the head brewer at Funk Brewing in Emmaus, who should have been our third guest tonight, has not been able to make it with the icy road conditions in the Emmaus area. So we have two guests, and that's more than enough to cover all the topics that we have to for Lehigh Valley Beer Week. So welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for getting over here tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Okay,
thanks.
Very welcome indeed, and glad you made it. All right, so look, let's start and let's just talk a little bit about the beer festival itself. And Jesse, as one of the organizers since the outset, we're now in the third year, and I had the pleasure of interviewing you 2 years ago when the festival began. Just tell us a little bit about Lehigh Valley Beer Week. What is Lehigh Valley Beer Week? How did it start? How's it sustained? And how did it reach its third incarnation? And any comments of how it's grown? What's changed since the very first week?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, that's a lot of questions. So Lehigh Valley Beer Week is February 15th through the 22nd. This is our third year. We started 2 years ago, and it started off very small and kind of viral, just us trying to get the word out, trying to get a lot of venues, a lot of bars, breweries, restaurants into doing a week-long celebration for craft beer. And in the beginning, it was a little rocky trying to get everybody together, and it's kind of one of those things where it's nothing until it's something kind of deal. And now the second year, last year was leaps and bounds, double, maybe triple as popular as the amount of venues, the amount of breweries that came on. And now the third year, I mean, it's even double again. And I just entered last week, we entered over, there's now over 100 events on the website.
Wow.
And I know everyone in the industry is a little last minute sometimes, so I can imagine we're gonna have at least 200, possibly even 300 events,
and that's over the course of
eight days. Yeah,
right.
A little Beatles reference there, but
that's something like 15 yeah. events per day, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts. So and I like I said, I think there's so many more events that are gonna be posted, but what else did I miss here? What else was I supposed to cover?
How has evolved the size? Obviously,
yeah. I mean,
for
Lehigh Valley Beer Week now is huge. We have over 70 participating venues. That's breweries, restaurants, bars, distributors. Homebrew supply shops. It's a Lehigh Valley event for sure. And it's a community event, and it's grown. The magnitude has been huge. It's overwhelming, actually.
Well, one of the impetuses was, I think, Philly having a beer week that was a huge, huge success. And we thought, hey, we got so much good beer being brewed here in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, the story that I always go back to is I just remember being on my back porch drinking a beer during Philly Beer Week, looking on my phone to see what events to go to, and then kind of just dawned on me, and I just remember just texting a bunch of people being like, this is insane, why are we not doing this? Like, we need to do this. Did no one else thought of this? We need to do this right now.
And you think the existence of the Beer Week has helped actually nurture some of the new breweries in the Lehigh Valley?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's wide open, and now we have just the magnitude, just seeing the smaller restaurants, the bigger restaurants, like Applebee's is on board this year, and then like having Wegmans, this huge food chain, just like it's all over the place, and it's wild.
Yeah, so it's growing, and it looks very sustainable. And I introduce you as being the president, and that's new that there is now a non-profit organization, right?
Yeah, after the first year, we decided to start a non-profit, and we're now a 501c6 non-profit. And I'm the president of the board of directors. And we have on the board of directors, we have Spinnerstown Hotel, we have Shangy's, we have Porter's and Black and Blue's owner, And then the Brewworks owners as well.
So all people intimately involved in the Lehigh Valley craft beer scene.
Absolutely.
Right. You already told us how many locations there are, but what are a few of the new ones compared to the last 2 years?
Some of the new ones, off the top of my head. Oh, you stumped me for a second here.
Yeah, one or two.
Your local watering hole.
Limeport Inn will be joining this year.
Yeah, so we have Limeport is, a local place that Jim goes to a lot, and, they wanted to get on board because of Jim's involvement in brewing the LVBW3, so that's really cool, and that's kind of been the really exciting thing about Lehigh Valley Brewery, because people from the community are just seeing what's happening and saying, like, hey, can we get a part of this? And, a lot of restaurants are craft beer themed or brewery themed, but even ones that aren't, are coming on and saying, like, we want to do something for the week. Like Sands Casino, all of the restaurants in the Sands Casino are featuring something.
Wow, nice.
It's all over the place.
And you mentioned a few restaurants as well there, and there will, of course, part of a beer festival, local craft beer or craft beers and local good food is clearly a major part of it also. And there will be some beer dinners featuring pairings of particular brewers' beers or particularly brewers' beers with food.
Yes.
Any of those in particular you'd like to recommend amongst this year? I mean, you have a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I have, obviously I'm the GM of the Brewworks, so I have to mention the Brewworks Beer Dinner,
right.
the Beer Lovers Dinner on the Saturday of Beer Week. We're featuring Anderson Valley out of California. We're doing like a valley to valley thing. So our brewmaster Bo will be out, and a representative from Anderson Valley will be out. And then I know there's a lot of awesome beer dinners. Wegmans is bringing Garrett Oliver from Brooklyn Brewing, which is, he's a beer celebrity.
Right, absolutely. And the author of that huge encyclopedia.
I have it in my
beer.
House. Yep. I've read like a page of it, I think.
Well, we actually have a lucky DIY winner who won a signed copy.
It's the biggest book I have. So, and I have three books, so it's a lot. Maybe four. I think they're all about beer, though. I know they're all about beer.
You don't have much time for reading when you drink a lot of beer, right?
I should be reading more, but I don't. No, sorry.
For Garrett Oliver, Southern Tier Brewing will also be featured.
Yeah, the brewer from Southern Tier is coming out on the Thursday to do a beer dinner. And, I've never been to, I'm going to definitely make sure I go there to check those out. I've never been to a beer dinner at Wegmans. I'd like to see how they do it, and it's just a lot, there's beer dinners, I think, are maybe the most traditional thing of beer pairings and stuff like that. When people think about, craft beer, they've been doing beer dinners for a long time. The coolest thing I've been seeing about Lehigh Valley Brewery, because there's a lot of new types of beer pairings. They're doing whiskey and beer pairings and wing and beer pairings. And I think last year we had a cupcake and beer pairing. So it's just the box is wide open and everyone's kind of all over the place now.
What wings I can see, cupcakes.
There's a lot of chocolate beers out there, a lot of sweet beers. I mean, I don't know.
Cupcakes and stouts.
I haven't found anything that doesn't go with beer, to be honest with you. Maybe not cereal sometimes, but orange juice. But everything else goes with beer, I think.
Okay. Any of the local breweries who are featured in the beer dinners or tap takeovers?
Yes, there's, I think almost all of the breweries are doing beer dinners. I'm pretty sure Trapdoor is doing something. I should have done more research. I'm sorry. I think Trapdoor is doing something with Funk. I could be wrong. Yes.
I think Volpe's also has something with Funk. And Curious Goods has
Curious
something
Goods
with
is doing with Hijinks.
Hijinks, yep.
Yeah. Which is,
yes, okay. And Kurt from Hijinks had a beer dinner.
That's the first year. Kurt, Allentown Brewery, they're... he was out of his garage for a bunch of years, and now he's got a fully functioning brewery, in Allentown in the Bridgework. So it's a lot of local breweries, and we'll probably talk about Funk then, and they're coming in Emmaus. So the Lehigh Valley brewery scene quadrupled since Lehigh Valley Brewery started. I'm not saying that there's any sort of correlation. I'm just saying in the last 3 years, it's quadrupled probably. So
wow, that's pretty remarkable. Huh?
Yeah, it used to be two, I think. So now there's four. So my math's not good either.
All right. Any other breweries being featured in tap takeovers or dinners that you'd particularly that are new that we've not had here before? That you mentioned that Anderson Valley from California, who are a superb beer. Did I hear Firestone Walker might be doing something also?
Yeah, Firestone Walker is doing a beer dinner at Spinnerstown, and I had the privilege of checking out their brew when I was in California, and I mean it's got to be my top three breweries out there for me. I mean, they're amazing beers. So just seeing
with that.
Those. just, you know, amazing breweries from California and from all over the place, you know, come into Lehigh Valley, and then we're doing all the breweries in the Lehigh Valley. Everyone, it's a lot of just coming together. That is really cool, especially in the winter when everyone just wants to stay at home. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. All right. And any other tap takeovers that you'd? Oh, by the way, look, you've mentioned a few things. Where can people get information?
Yeah, absolutely. I keep looking at my phone. LehighValleyBrewery.com. LehighValleyBrewery.com is, we have a really awesome website, and it's gotten better and better each year. And it, you know, it's mobile friendly, so you pull it up on your phone, and it's got an awesome calendar that just kind of lists everything with pretty pictures and everything. Also, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, we're all over the place. And you know, everyone, all the your favorite venue, wherever you go to drink, you know, ask them, hey, what are you guys doing for Lehigh Valley Brewery? But definitely LehighValleyBrewery.com.
Okay, very good. .com, not .org.
.com, we're still .com.
Sorry. Okay, all right, good enough. This year, are you including any other fermented drinks like cider and mead, or are we exclusively beer?
No, we're Colony Meadery at Allentown is considered a part of Lehigh Valley Brewery. They're a local venue, mm-hmm. So they're doing a couple things. I know that during Lehigh Valley Beer Week, the Allentown Brewers were doing an event on a Friday. We're featuring live music from the area and beers from the area, and we included Colony Meadery in that, so it's gonna be, we're calling it local brews, local tunes. So it's, you know, Hijinks, Funk, the Brew Works, Weyerbacher, Colony Meadery, and then we're doing four local bands as well, just to kind of feature the music. That's nothing
good combination.
Nothing better than beer and music, in my opinion.
I agree entirely, and particularly good local music, which is one of our features here at WDIY.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay. Let's move on to you, Jim. Jim, you were the winner this year. Back in August,
Yes. Your
beer was selected. Tell us about the process of how you come to be this year's featured brewer with the signature beer for the Beer Week.
Well, so I heard about the beer festival that they had in August and decided to enter a beer in that. I had joined the Lehigh Valley Homebrewers Club earlier in the year, and actually I've been in the area for 15 years and actually only joined the club a year ago, which was a mistake. I should have joined when I first was in the area, because it's been a lot of fun over the last year, and everybody encouraged folks to enter beers there. There were a number of us from the local club as well as other clubs, and it was an afternoon of beer tasting, and
I think we had over 40 homebrewers came out for the festival, and we had over 300 people came out to the festival, and every person who bought a ticket to the festival got to vote for their favorite, and Jim won. So that's really cool.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, my wife came along. She's not a beer drinker. She had a great time just serving the beer, talking to people. You know, I had a different spiel depending on whether you're a beer brewer or whether you like IPAs or you don't like IPAs. And you know, it was a lot of fun. So of course, I invited everybody I knew. My banker, my accountant,
all the people I work with at Merck,
and so forth. So,
tell us a bit about your winning brew then. So you went out to 40 different beers. It's a Imperial IPA, right?
Yes, an Imperial or double IPA. So it's a strong beer. It's got a lot of good malt character to it. It uses a UK Muttons malt as the base, which gives it a little bit more character and flavor. What you first will get when you drink it is a citrusy front end hop aroma that comes from the Amarillo hops that go in at the end of the brewing they're dry hopping, and then there should be a nice round middle to it. That's the malts. There's also some crystal malt and a little bit of other, you know, darker malts that give again some flavor. And then there's a real strong bitter aftertaste that comes from the Magnum and Simcoe hops that go in at the beginning of the boil.
Hey, you're making my mouth water here. I had the pleasure of a little taste just before we went on the air, and it's magnificent, absolutely.
Thank
magnificent.
You. Yeah, I actually had my first taste, as I told you before. I had my first taste this afternoon over at the Brew Works and brought a little along for this evening.
How does it compare to when you've brewed it on a smaller scale at home, having brewed it on a commercial scale in a microbrewery size?
It's very similar. I think the front end may be a little bit different, but you know, it's hard to tell, because my beers one time to the next, if I brew them 6 months or a year apart, are often a little bit different.
Of course.
And you know, unlike a brewery where you really work to get them to be consistent time after time, When I do it at home, they're not always. So right. It's hard to say. It's certainly very close to what at least one of the iterations of what I made. It actually turned out a little bit stronger than the one I served last August. It's about 9.6% alcohol by volume, which is
pretty potent.
Yeah. I mean, mine was 9.2, so it's not that much different.
All right. So I can tell you're pretty pleased with it, and I think you should be. When will it be first available?
It will be open. It will be tapped at Fegley's on the 15th.
Yep, February 15th, we do the official tapping and ribbon cutting celebration. So we'll get Jim behind the bar, and we do we put a red ribbon behind our taps, and we're gonna cut the taps. You know, probably with the owners of the Brewworks, and we're going to release this beer onto the world during Lehigh Valley Beer Week at 1 o'clock, the opening day, February 15th, and then you'll be able to see it at almost every other participating venue on tap. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Magnificent. How long have you been brewing, Jim?
So off and on for about 20 years. I started about 20 years ago just because in the early 90s, I was actually up in Montreal at the time, and the available craft beers weren't that great. You know, there weren't that many craft breweries, really, and I was getting tired of yellow fizzy beer. So I brewed for about 4 or 5 years and then stopped because I was able, there was a lot of good craft beers, and I was able to get them. And then started again about 10 years ago when my sons became of legal drinking age, and they really wanted to learn how to brew. So, and ever since then, we've been brewing together as a family. We certainly, every Christmas, we get together and brew something totally different and have a lot of fun with it.
Nice. I'm just picturing the slogan, the family that brews together stays together.
There you go.
Nice.
Yep.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. And we're going to take a small break, and we are missing having Joe Pococo from Funk Brewing, but we'll talk just a little bit about Funk Brewing. We have the Tasty Seasonal Recipe and the movie review yet also to come up within Lehigh Valley Arts Salon this evening.
There were three men came out of the west. Their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a song.
WDIY is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. It happened a few weeks ago in January, and we are having a party on February the 7th for members of WDIY who've helped us get through 20 years and still be on the air serving you. February the 7th, there'll be two live bands, PA Jazz Collective and also Mike Metalia's fine blues band. More information at 610-694-8100, extension 4 for reservations and tickets. And that's coming up this coming Saturday, February the 7th.
Corn was dead.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Bill Ultramall-Smith, your host this evening. Our topic is the third Lehigh Valley Beer Week. And we have two guests in the studio with us. We have Jim Yerge, who's a winning brewer this year. And we have Jesse Albertson, who's the president of the Lehigh Valley Beer Week organization. And we would have had Joe Pococo from Funk Brewing in Emmaus with us. But let's just cover a little bit. Yeah, unfortunately, Joe was not able to make it down here with the weather and the icy roads. But let's just talk a little bit about Funk Brewing. They are a new brewery here in the Lehigh Valley. I believe
they're on 6th Street in Emmaus.
Yeah, and their beers were launched at the beer festival last year, I think, of the Beer Week, right?
Yeah, they came out right, like, literally the couple weeks before Lehigh Valley Beer Week came out. So I don't know where they were at as far as events and stuff last year, but they're definitely going to be all over this year. And I think definitely one of the cool things that they came out to last year, right at the tail end, was in Easton. They call Porter's Black and Blue and Two Rivers Brewing. They call that the Bermuda Triangle. So last year they did it, and they're going to do it again this year. They're doing it at the Crew to Brew pub crawl. So all the breweries in the valley, Weyerbacher, Brewworks, Funk Brewing, Hijinks, they're all coming out, and they do a big parade over that little triangle there. And we came out last year. It was a lot of fun. Actually, last year the weather was like 60 degrees, so I'm really hoping for that again.
And what day is that happening?
That's on the Saturday of Beer Week.
Okay, the final Saturday.
Correct. So, yeah, I think it's, I don't know the time, I think it's around 1 o'clock. But, yeah, so Funk will be out to that, and I think last year they had their mash tun on their truck still.
Okay.
That was part of their parade.
We were talking about an IPA, an Imperial IPA, being the flagship signature beer for the festival this year. I think Funk are also famous for their citrus IPA is probably one of their best known beers, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's really good. And that's one that I know that they get a lot of business for in across the valley and in Philadelphia as well.
I think the thing that I always keep thinking about of Funk is their awesome tap handles. Have you seen their tap handles? It's like a disco guy, like it's
with a big funky hop beard.
Yeah, so
green hop beard.
So you can see their tap handles. You know they're at.
So worth going just for that. And by the way, the name Funk is actually one of the founders, right? Kyle Funk.
That's his last name. Yes.
It didn't come from James Brown. It did come from
or the kind of beer. No, but it works.
Okay. Are they featured in a beer dinner?
They are. I believe they are at Curious Goods. I should have known this better.
Hijinks is
at Curious Goods. Yeah. They might be at, I'm sorry, I should have more knowledge, but please go to LehighValleyBeerWeek.com.
Exactly. There's just so many events on.
There definitely is a whole bunch of beer dinners, and I'm pretty sure all the local breweries are definitely featured at least once. Yeah.
And Funk are definitely one of the fine local brewers and a great new addition. And one year they've been serving the Lehigh Valley since coming on board, fully serving the Lehigh Valley a year ago. One of the functions of the Beer Week, introducing
Absolutely.
New breweries. So
Absolutely.
It'd be great to see how they've evolved. And I believe their tap room is actually going to be open for serving pints starting off during the Beer Week, I believe.
That's awesome, because I'll be there. So yeah, there's a whole thing of, you know, when you can brew beer and then when you are able to, you're not able to serve pints in your brewery until you get a quote-unquote brew pub license.
Right.
I think you have to be able to serve some sort of food to have a brew pub license. So there's a difference between opening up a brewery and just having a tapping room, which you can do growler fills and tastings. But as far as having be able to actually like sit at a bar and drink a pint of beer, that's a whole nother license. So I think they're starting to do that, and I'm looking forward to going there because I haven't been there yet.
Right. South 6th Street in Emmaus for Funk Brewing. Our time is up. Thank you, gentlemen, for being down here. And again,
Thanks
the website, one more reminder.
LehighValleyBeerWeek.com.
Okay, very
it's
good
been
indeed.
A real pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you very much indeed.